All right, thank you everybody for coming. Happy holidays. Today is Thursday, December 7th, 2023. It's 1:30 p.m. And this is the Technical Advisory Committee for the Akron Metropolitan Area Transportation Study. Item one on our agenda is call to order and determination of a quorum.
We have one.
Very good. Moving on to item two, meeting minutes from the September 13th, 2023 meeting. Hopefully everybody's had a moment to review those. We do need a motion to approve.
We do to approve.
Hadley, second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the meeting minutes from September 13th, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item three, staff reports. Item 3A, financial progress report. Reference attachment 3A, Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you. For attachment 3A, you'll see we've spent about 19% of the budget through the first four months of the year, I believe. We will have a couple of big expenses coming as we start our traffic signal inventory that'll probably get us closer to where we should be with budget. So if you have any answering questions.
Seeing no questions for Mr. Baker on staff reports, do we have a motion to approve the financial progress report?
Demasi, move to approve.
Carvey, second.
We have a motion, a second. Everybody in favor of approving the progress report, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item 3B, technical progress report. Mr. Stewart.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. Three things for you today. One, you may have seen the emails in November that were sent out to everyone. We're kind of in the early stages of updating our active transportation plan. Seth had put together a web application asking folks to review and add any bike lanes or bike trails in your communities that have been added. The deadline for that was November 30th, so it is closed now, but if by any chance you didn't get a chance to review that, feel free to come up to Seth or Heather or me after the meeting. We're reasonably confident we got everything. Our staff kind of reviewed it, too, so we think we have all of the newer stuff, but just want to make sure. Second item, I'm kind of waiting with bated breath on the Safe Streets for All announcement. I checked this morning just to see if anything had been announced. What we've heard from Federal Highway is December of 2023, so hopefully any day now. Really, this only applies to the City of Green. They're the only community in our region that went in for an implementation grant, but we are hopeful that they'll be successful in getting that. And then finally, just an update. Curtis mentioned briefly about our regional signal inventory project. We do have a firm selected for that, kind of going through the contracting process right now. Hopefully in the new year we'll really get going on that. Consultant on that, which is GPD, they'll be reaching out to a lot of the municipalities in the new year just saying, hey, like, we'd like permission to go into your signal boxes to kind of look at everything. But basically, we have just under 1,000 signals in our region, and we want to just have a better idea of what's out there and hopefully tie that to some future funding opportunities on prioritizing improvements to those signals. So those are kind of some of the highlights for this month, but happy to take any questions. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Stewart. Moving on to item 3C, AMATS Federal Funds Report. Ms. Prater.
So far, we had two planning programs authorized, two projects have sold, two per grant funding projects have sold, and two right of way phases have been authorized for this fiscal year. We have had carryover process into the sheets, so everything you see in 2024, if you look at the last meeting, it was a lot less negative now than it was in previous times. CRP does still show a negative balance. I'm not really concerned about that because we have a very positive balance in 2024. We're not spending anything. This cannot be taken away from us, so it all automatically carry over. STBG, we still are running a negative balance, but it's not as negative as it was. So hopefully we won't have to ask anybody to wait at the end of the fiscal year, and maybe we can get a loan to cover any expenses. So CMAC projects have been selected by the statewide committee, and those will be presented later in this meeting. STBG, resurfacing TASA, and CRP funding applications have been scored, and they've been reviewed by TACTIP. The scores will be presented today. We are having another TACTIP meeting on December 13th. For anyone that did not get the email, it was literally right before this meeting that the email was sent out. It's December 13th.
And Amy, I'm going to, sorry, we've since had additional discussions. We are going to ask that if you are part of the TACTIP, if you could just stay behind for a few minutes to get something on the schedule that works for all the concerned parties. So,
okay. So the date may be changed.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so we've had some comments. If anyone has any comments later on any of the project scoring, we would really like to get those as soon as possible so that we only meet with TACTIP one more time. And then we can hopefully approve all the projects in January. So that's all I have for this item. Questions?
All right. Thank you, Ms. Frazier. Moving on to item 4, old business.
We have none.
We have none. Great. Item 5, new business. Item 5A, draft surface transportation block grant program resurfacing. Carbon Reduction Program, Transportation Alternative Set-Aside Program, and TASA Supplemental Projects Application Scoring Review. This is a discussion. Reference item 5A in your packet, Ms. Prayer.
Okay, I threw together a quick presentation. There have been some changes since the mail out. We have gotten comments on these scores, so I will let you know the adjustments that have been made since the meeting packet so that you could make adjustments on your notes. So obviously they may continue to change. Not sure. So this year we had a new record of applications this round. In 2021, which was the last round of funding, we had 64 applications. This time we had 118 applications for funding. Four projects were either just qualified or withdrawn. Technically now, five projects have been disqualified or withdrawn. 26 STBG projects were scored, and the requests were $89.1 million. 42 resurfacing applications were received, and the total was $32.2 million. 17 CRP applications were received for the new program, and that was $23.7 million. 23 TASA applications were received, and 6 TASA supplemental applications were received. So totally, we had $165.6 million requested, and we only have about $39.2 million available. So it's like less than 24% available. And there were 26 individual sponsors that applied. So there were 26 applications for STBG, and there were 16 potential sponsors. And the funding would be about 15.2, we estimated, and that would be in fiscal years 27, 28, and 29. This is the STBG list, half of it. On the STBG list, Graham Road contacted us for Stowe. They got 5 extra points for the connecting communities that we missed, so that changed their score slightly, so they went from 7 to 5. So just to let everybody know, on your list it says 7, it is 5, because 5 points were added. So, let's see what changed. This is the rest of the list, and this hasn't changed. There's 42 resurfacing projects with 21 potential sponsors. $15.2 million also in the resurfacing fund, also in 27, 28, and 29. For the resurfacing projects, we actually had one correction. City of Akron South Main project, we actually had the wrong PCI. don't know if I mistyped or what, but they caught it. So they went up in scoring all the way up to number one on the scoring list. They were down further. And this is the rest of the list. That's the only change that occurred. And for CRP, there were 17 applications and 9 potential sponsors. For CRP, we have funding in 26 through 29. And this is the list of CRP projects. We had one change. Akron / Cuyahoga Falls, that was at number 9, moved, or was at number 11, I'm sorry, moved up to number 9. $2.97 million was requested. There is no potential available at this time. These are just a backfill project as needed. And there are 4 potential sponsors for these projects. And this is the list of 6 projects. The first 3 are for 25. The next one is for 26. And the last 2 are for 27. So as these are scored, if money becomes available in 25, we can go down the list, starting at the highest ranked one, and go down as we have funding available. So TACTIP met yesterday and reviewed and did preliminary project selection. As I said before, TACTIP will be meeting again. We had some corrections. If anyone has any kind of corrections, please see me, so that when we meet again, everything can be covered and projects can be officially selected. Then we will bring those selected recommended projects to January for hopefully formally approving those. If your project is selected, you'll get a notification letter with funding information, such as what year it should be funded in and the amounts that were approved. And then after that notification, you need to contact ODOT and make sure your project is programmed in about 3 months. So, questions? Sorry, it's a lot. Yes.
I had my compliments to the staff for the amount of detail and information. Just a general question on table 1. For Barberton, the Peanut Roundabout, is that a local name? Or is that
Well, it's called a Peanut Roundabout because it's shaped like a peanut.
Okay.
It's one roundabout, but it kind of looks like a peanut because the way that the roads are skewed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's not a circle, it's not really an oval, it kind of looks like a peanut.
Okay.
But they're not quite 2 separate roundabouts, they're close enough that they kind of smush together. And,
Makes sense. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? All right, moving on. We're on item 5B, connecting communities notice of funding available. Reference attachment 5B, Ms. Ryder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everyone. Attachment 5B is the notice of funding available for the 7th round of Connecting Communities Planning Grant. Beginning on January 3rd, we will make applications available for 2 more planning grants, $40,000 each. The application will be similar to years past, will be due February 9th. As always, we're looking for projects to increase alternative options through land use and design. We expect to meet with the Connecting Communities Planning Grant Task Force in February, so if you've been a part of that, you'll be getting an email from me.
So we plan to meet with them in February to review the application and make recommendations for policy approval in March. Also, as an update, we're in the process of finalizing recommendations to wrap up the Village of Lakemoor Springfield Township planning grant. So that should be finalized in the next couple of months. If there are any questions, I would be happy to answer. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Moving on our agenda to item 6, resolutions. Item 6A, resolution 2023-13, approving amendment number 3 to the fiscal year 24-27 transportation improvement program to combine two Streetsboro projects into one project identification number and to revise funding for one ODOT project. Reference attachment 6A, Ms. Prater.
Sorry, you can begin. So basically, for economies of scale, we're just basically combining two Streetsboro projects into one bid, just combining the funding. Both of them have already gone through like right-of-way and environmental. They just are combining for construction funding. So that's what the first two are. The second one, the Kenmore leg, it basically is just ODOT changing our funding a little bit. So that's the only changes on these. So everything is still under fiscal constraint, and the Kenmore leg is just a funding scope. It doesn't have any air quality changes, and we'll have an air quality amendment later in the meeting. So is there any questions?
All right. No questions for item 6A. This item does require a motion.
All in, move to approve.
For a second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving resolution 2023-13 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to item 6B, resolution 23-14, to add newly awarded funds for Metro RTA and PARTA for fiscal year 2024 through 27. This would be TIP amendment number 4.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution seeks to add funds awarded through ODOT's Transit Partnership Program and the Federal Transit Administration's Bus and Bus Facilities Program. Both programs are competitive and provide additional funds for the area. The ODOT funds are state attributable highway funds that are being flexed over for transit use. A full listing of the awarded projects and their budgets is provided in Attachment 6B. The awards for this year total approximately $40 million in federal funds. Staff is requesting approval of resolution 2023-14. Are there any questions?
Seeing no questions, this item does require a motion to approve.
And I so move. All in second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving resolution 23-14 signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item 6C, resolution 2023-15, approving new projects to be funded under the CMEC funding program. Reference attachment 6C, Mr. Stewart.
Thank you again. So the resolution before you is really just affirming an action that already took place through the Ohio Statewide Urban CMEC Committee. Within our region, we had 13 CMAC applications, so very similar to, you know, how Amy was talking about record year with a lot of applications coming in. CMAC was no different. Had 15 applications totaling $57.5 million that came in. We were able to get 4 of these approved. They're outlined in the memorandum before you, but City of Talmadge, City of Stowe, City of Macedonia, and Mogadore. These 4 projects together represent about $13.85 million. And Jeff and I went down to Columbus back in, I think it was in October, to kind of advocate for these projects, and we were able to get a 4th one funding, so we were happy about that. I did also, just as an aside, wanted to call out a small typo in the resolution itself. In the now, therefore, be it resolved section number 2, we list an old date. It's since been corrected. It's actually going to be to today's date, because that's when we'll discuss this with our citizens involvement committee. But But other than that, I think we're all set. If anyone has any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
All right, no questions from Mr. Stewart. So we need a motion to approve Resolution 23-15.
Your motion as corrected?
Yes, we would need a motion as corrected.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Tomasi, second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving Resolution 23-15 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion
passes. Moving on to item 6D, Resolution 23-16, concurrence with the Cleveland, Akron, Lorain Air Quality Non-Attainment Area Conformity Determination for two projects, South Arlington Road and Interstate 76 Kenmore Lake. Reference Attachment 6D, Ms. Javidin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution includes a summary of an amendment to the AMAP's TIP for a revision in funding to the South Arlington Road and Interstate Route 76 Kenmore Lake projects in Summit County. And I will note that the project scope and milestones have not changed, as Amy had mentioned actually in Attachment 6A. Because AMAPS is within the 8-county Cleveland, Akron, Lorain Air Quality Non-Attainment Area, a transportation conformity analysis is required for the amendment of regionally significant projects that add capacity to the region's transportation system. AMAPS has analyzed and prepared the conformity analyses for emissions for its amendment, as shown in Tables 1 through 4. The results of the air quality conformity analyses demonstrate that the two amended projects meet conformity status requirements in the Cleveland-Akron-Lorain non-attainment area. Each of the area's transportation planning partners have concurred with this conformity analysis through interagency consultation for the area based on the project updates. This resolution establishes AMAP's concurrence with the results of air quality analysis for its amendment. And with that, the staff recommends approval of this resolution. Are there any questions?
All right, seeing no questions, we require a motion to approve Resolution 23-16.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor of approving Resolution 23-16 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item 7, other business. As a reminder, if you're a member of the TAC TIP committee, please stick around for a few minutes after the meeting. Is there any other business for today?
Yes, so we do have the officer nominations for 2024, and I was wondering, Mr. Bowling, if I could call on you to make that committee's recommendations for chair and vice chair.
We make a motion to nominate Bob Finney for the chairperson and Mike Jones for the vice chair.
Could I second that motion?
Thank you. We have a motion and a second for the 2024 officer nominations. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed to those two being selected?
I saw it, Mike.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passed.
All right. Before I get to item B, Mr. Chair, I do want to mention that our location is TBD for next in January. It looks like AMATS will be moving all of its meetings to the venue in Talmadge as its place of for so yeah, Mike, Andrea, you're probably happy. We've had a great run of 8 years here at the Hilton, but the Hilton told us they don't want us anymore. So if we wanted to stay, we could only book 45 days in advance of each meeting. And the venue has graciously accommodated us for all of our dates, or should accommodate us for all of our dates through the 2024 season. So it's a great venue, lots of parking, easy to get to. Everyone's going to get to experience Tomich Circle every few months. So I think that's good for all of your health. So I think from that perspective, I just wanted to give you a heads up. It says TBD on the agenda, but that looks like that's where we're finalizing to be. And we had our TAC tip meeting there yesterday. It worked out really well. Hot coffee, water, all the good stuff, tea box, all that. Everything you could ask for. So we're looking forward to it. But with that, finally, what I would like to do is recognize our TAC chair for the last 2 years. From my perspective, I've really enjoyed the change of having a TAC chair for 2 years because it creates a little bit more of a personal relationship. I think Brad's got to experience the entire gamut of even through what looks like the rest of the month for the responsibilities, not only the TAC chair, but also taking on the responsibilities of the TAC tip chair. And so we do have this upside down, let me turn it around, this certificate for Brad, just thanking him for his service to AMATS, and if we could just give him a round of applause. And
I appreciate you guys nominating me, and it was a great 2 years, and I did learn a lot, and I was happy to do it.
Yeah. And we appreciate it. So, and obviously Bob and Mike will look forward to working with you guys in the coming 2 years, and you know, I'm expecting, if you know Bob, he's going to run it with an iron fist. So, but with that, I'd cede back to the chair.
Very good. I don't think we have any other items. So with that, meeting is adjourned.